You behold in Davov Omid Beis, around 8 lines down. The Gemara says again, Tanye Kabose de Rav, Tanye Kabose de Shmuel. I'll bring you a Rai according to Rav, and I'll bring you a Rai according to Shmuel. The time of Rabbi Yechon. Now he said over the name of Rabbi Yechon. In other words, before we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what's going to be the halacha of an efroyach shenolad biyomtiv? If you have a chicken that was hatched on yomtiv, are you allowed to eat it now or not? One svar was that it's muksa. Since at the beginning of yomtiv was an egg, not edible, you can't eat it. It blives muksa, it's nolad. And Rabbi Yechon said a svar no, that it's muta. So we had a machlokes. Now the Gemara brings a riot to either one of them. Tanya kabosa the Rav, I bring you a riot according to Rav Shita. That it's also. So the Brisa says, Egel Shinoilid B'yomtif. If you have an Egel, a calf, that's born on Yomtif, a mutter, you're allowed to eat it on Yomtif. And the svar is, we'll soon see, because since the mother, you're allowed to shech the mother at the beginning of Yomtif, and if you'd find the kid inside, you'd be allowed to eat it. So the calf is also called an Egel, even at the beginning of Yomtif. But the Efroyach Shinoilid B'yomtif is also. And the Efroyach, a chicken that was hatched on Yomtif, it's also to shech the chicken. What's the difference between a calf that was born on Yom Tov, an animal, or a chicken? So says, a calf, even when it was in the mother's stomach at the beginning of Yom Tov, you were able to shech the mother, and then you could eat the calf, you could eat the animal. So therefore, now that the animal is born on Yom Tov, it's called an eichel, it's not called nerlet, it's not muksa. The egg and the chicken, at the beginning of Yom Tov, the chicken was still in the egg. It was not edible then. It's still a shevet then. Since it was not edible then, it remains muksa. So now that it's hatched and born on Yom Tov, it remains muksa. Tanya kabosa de Shmuel. I bring you right according to Shmuel. V'taima Rabbi Yechon. Some say it's over the name of from Rabbi Yechonin. The Brisa says, Egel shenela b'Yom Tov. You have a calf that was born on Yom Tov, mutter. You let a shech the calf and eat it now on Yom Tov. Vashenkin ve'afroyach shenela b'Yom Tov. If you have an egg that hatched, the chicken came out of it on Yom Tov. The locker is mutter, you're allowed to eat it. My timer, what's the reason why? Is there mochen agavimoy? Why the calf is poshid? Because even when it was in the mother's stomach, you were able to eat it with the shrit the same. V'zeh mashenken, the chicken that's born, even though it's not mutter before, there's a new svara though, that matzer atzmoy b'shrita. That since when it's born now, the chicken has a new heter, now you're allowed to shecht it. You're allowed to eat it. So since when it's born, the inyan of being born creates a heter, it's not a svar to say that it should be chal nisa muksa upon it. It's rather a svar to say, just like the being born creates a heter that you're allowed to shecht it, it also creates a heter that you're allowed to eat it, there would not be a nisa muksa chal on it. That's Rabbi Yechon and svar. But the loch is like Rav, that an egg that hatched on Yom Tov, it's also to shecht the chicken. Baratana Rabbonim, learned in a braisa. Efroyach shenela b'Yom Tov. You have a chicken that was born on Yom Tov. Also, you're not allowed to eat it. It's muksa, like Rav said before. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Af b'chol osar. Not only on Yom Tov, but even in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to eat a chicken when it's hatched. Why? V'fish lo niftachu enof. Because the eyes were not open yet. And we'll soon see. K'man oz l'hudas ago, like all the time, that we learned in the Brisa. Now the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, l'chol hasheretz, hasheretz haloretz. Any type of a creature that creeps on the ground. L'rab as it comes to include b'chol d'lav, hasheretz, that you're not allowed to eat it. If you have a chicken that was just hatched and it didn't live long enough, the eyes did not open up. Now it's closed them on, the eyes are not open, it's still called a sheretz, it's also Tita's chicken. Is Kaman, who does this price go like? Krebleza ben Yaakov. That's Krebleza ben Yaakov's halacha, that even in the middle of the weekday, after the egg hatched, and you have a chicken here, but as long as the eyes did not open up yet, it's still called a sheretz, you're not allowed to eat it. Omarav, Hune Omarav. Beitza, an egg. Im yitziyosa nigmura. When it comes out of the mother's stomach, that's when it's called completed. Then it's nigmura, it's finished. So Gemara asks, what's this chiddush? My im yitziyosa nigmura. What do you mean to say that when it comes out, it's called finished? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, im yitziyosa nigmura, umateris liyochlo b'cholov, that when the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, when the mother, the hen, lays the egg, now the egg is called parva. You're allowed to eat it with milk. So it's a diyik. What do you want to tell me though? That when the egg was still in the mother's stomach, then it's called like fleshiks. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. V'atani, we learned not like that. V'atani, we learned. Ha'ashrechides atana gulis. If somebody shechs atana gulis, a chicken. U'motzo bo beitzim gemuris. and he finds complete eggs inside the hen, is mutaras lachla mecholof. You're allowed to eat these eggs with milk. You see, the egg is still called parva. So you can't tell me only when it's born that's when it's called parva. Here it's mashmi, even when the eggs are still attached in the mother's stomach, still it's called parva. You're allowed to eat it with milk. Ella, and more stuff like this. Ella, you have to say imitziyasa nigmra means umotaras liyachla b'yomtiv. That means you're allowed to eat it on yomtiv. That when it's created, when it's born, if it's born, now you're allowed to eat it on yomtiv. So more says the diik. You want to tell me then that if you check the hen on Yom Tov and you find an egg inside it, you tell me you're not allowed to eat it? How could that be? But Tani, we learned like this. If somebody checks the Tanagirlis, the hen, and you found inside the hen eggs, complete eggs, even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. It's a portion of the Svara. It's like Uchla the Afras. It's a part of the chicken. It's part of the meat. You're allowed to eat it. Maybe you want to tell me that Tomash Mulam Bebraisa, my Deloyesh Minu Mas Nisin, that the Braisa comes to teach us something we did not hear from the Mishnah. In other words, like Rashi says, maybe this Braisa is wrong. In other words, maybe you're not allowed to eat the egg with milk, like this Braisa is telling us something that it was not learned in the Mishnah, and therefore the Braisa is wrong. For the Gemara, no, we learned in the Mishnah also like this. Our first Mishnah says, Beitza Shenolda Biyomtif. If you have an egg that was born on Yom Tov, Beishama Yomrim Toyocha, Beishama says you are allowed to eat it, or Beisil Loimrim Loi Toyocha, not allowed to eat it. Now, Viat, kind of up until now, Loi Pliga there only argued that Beishama Beisil Al Ela Bin Noilda, only if the egg was born already. If the egg is born on Yom Tov, now Beisil said it's Osir, for the four reasons we had before, either because it's Muksa, or Asachon of the Rabbom, Asagzera from Paris that's full of tree, or Mashkin Shazavu. But that's the whole machlekes in the Mishnah where the egg was born. Abu b'meya imon, but it's mashpah for now Mishnah, that if you would check the hen, and you would find the egg inside the hen, inside the stomach, the rehakos sharyan, even Basila would hold its mutter. It's not muksa then, there's no gzeris. V'chi teimah, maybe you want to tell me no, that really Basila filu b'meya imon, nana yasri, no, maybe Basila even argues, when the egg is in the mother's stomach, maybe it's also its osur. I b'hodik tani nolda. Why does the Mishnah only say the machlokes where the egg was actually born on Yom Tov? I tell you, it wants to come and tell us the chiddush, the strength of Veishamai. The what? The afilu nolda namishari. Here it's a bigger chiddush that not only when the egg is in the mother's stomach is a mutatitarei, because there it's a svar, it's not mukset, it's not noilet. Mashenki no Veishamai says even if the egg was born today and now it's called something new, it's finished. It's Perish and Osho, it's Mashkin Shazavu, it's Achon of the Rabbah, still Beishami holds its mutter. But it could very well be, maybe, that the Machlekes is even in the mother's stomach also, maybe Takrit Sosat eat it. Elos and Morsos like this, Elohot the Tanah, that we learned, HaShrechotes HaTanah Gullus, it says clearly, if you shech the hen, O Mortso Bo Beitzim Gemuris, and if you found complete eggs inside it, Mutaris Lachlan B'Yontif, you are allowed to eat it on Yontif. That's what it says. So the Chura Mani, who does this price go like? The Chura Loi Beishamai, it can't go according to the Beishamai. Because here it says, only you could eat the eggs that's in the mother's stomach. Mashmi, if the egg was born, you would not be allowed to eat it. And Veloi Beisil, it can't go according to Beisil either. Because you want to tell me that Beisil holds that not only is it Osir, an egg that's born, even an egg in the mother's stomach also it's Osir. And here, since the price says, no, clearly it's Mutter, you have to say no, that Beisil only argues on an egg that's born today on Yom Tov. But if you shechted the mother and found the egg inside, even Basil holds a smut, you'll not eat it. So then with Dr. Kasha, what does it mean to say, Yimitziyos Enigma, when it's born, it's finished. Even before it's born, also you'll not eat it. Or if it's on Yom Tov. So Marin says, Elo, what the Braisa means to say is, Yimitziyos Enigma, O Magadela Sefreichim. When the egg is born, that's when the egg is complete. Now this egg could hatch to have children. It could come out chicken from this egg. So the Mora says, let's say you only found the egg in the mother's stomach, it did not come out of the mother's stomach yet, then the locker is, Eina Magadela Sefreichim. Such an egg has no power to have a chicken from it, it can't hatch. So the Mora says, Lamayin Afkamina, what's the difference whether the egg could hatch or can't hatch? And the Gemara Lamekachamemcha, it's not Afkamina to buying and selling. What's the case? Ki Yahu, like a certain person, the Yomalei, he came into the city and he said, Beya de Pachya de Laman. Who has an egg that Rashi the Pachi means came out of the mother's stomach? Who has an egg that was born? That's what he wanted. So Yoivulei, the balabos that sold it to him, gave him an egg. Yoivulei beya de shchuta. He gave him an egg that came out of, after the shchita, it didn't come out of the mother by itself, but they shechted the hen, and inside they found an egg. He sold him such an egg. Now also the Rabbi, they came in front of Rabbi. Omalu, Rabbi said, you should know, mekach toysu, this is a mekach tois. For hoda, you have to return the goods, return the egg and get your money back. So Mara says, treat, of course it's a mekach tois, that's not what you ask for. You ask for an egg that was born, and you give him an egg that was not born. So Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush here. Mal, the time I would have thought, hi liachilo kaboilu. This person really only wanted the egg for the purpose of eating it. Fahai the koma the pachio. How come he said he wanted an egg that was born? If you only want to eat the egg, what's the difference if the egg was born or the egg was found in the mother's stomach? Mishum the tzriven, because an egg that's born is finished is much better. It tastes better. It's a finished egg. But really, you only want to eat it. So if that would have been the svar that you only want to eat it, I'll tell you then it's not called a mekach tois. But even though I gave you a bit egg, but this bit egg that was came out of the mother, that was found in the mother's stomach is also edible. So l'mayin afkamina, what should be the difference then? L'meis v'lei b'nei b'nei. You should have to pay him back the difference of price. Let's say you charged him 20 cents for the egg because he asked for a good egg and you gave him a bit egg that was came out of the mother, that came there, that was found in the mother's stomach. Maybe it's only worth 15 cents. So this extra nickel you have to pay him back. That's all. Kamash balon, that's the Kiddush, we don't say that svara. And we say that somebody that comes and asks for an egg, if he says he wants an egg that was born, the reason is because he wants to take this egg home and let it hatch and get a chicken from it. And therefore, if you sold him an egg that can't hatch, you sold him an egg that was found in the mother's stomach, such an egg cannot hatch, therefore it's called a mekach tois, and the halacha is that it's chayzer, you have to return the goods and get your money back. So tomorrow, another story. Somebody came into the city and he said he wants to buy an egg that was fertile from a male. In other words, a female and a male, that's how they had this egg. Who has an egg that came from a zocher? In other words, the female, the mother, became fertile from a zocher. So this case was the person gave him an egg that came from a hen that was not fertile from a zocher, but was rather fertile from the heat of the ground. If you rub it on the ground, you make the tanagurlish, you make the hen warm, that could also make it fertile to have eggs. And we'll soon see, such an egg cannot hatch. So Gemara says, Osla kaim ed Rabami, they came in front of Rabami, or Malu, he told back, mekach toisu v'hoder, it's a wrong sale, and you have a right to ask for your money back and give back the egg. Because you wanted an egg that was fertile from a zocher, from a male. And they gave you an egg that became fertile from the heat of the ground. So he says it's a mekach tois. And Gemara says, cheat, of course it's a mekach tois. That's not what you asked for. You wanted an egg that could be hatched, and they didn't give you an egg that could be hatched. So Gemara says, no. Ma, the time I would have thought, hi liachi lo kaboilu. Really, this person only wants the egg for the purpose of eating it. Fai de koma de vichra. So why did the person mark with, why did he care so much that the egg was fertile from the zohar? Mishum de sheminan tvei, because such an egg is fatter, it's a better egg. L'mayin afkamina, so what's the difference then? Really, you only want the egg to eat. So you asked for a better egg, and he gave you not such a good egg. So then I would have thought an afkamina is, l'meis v'lei, b'nei b'nei, you have to pay him back the difference of price and money, that's all. But really, you got what you asked for. You got an egg that you could eat. Even though it's not so good as the other one, that's not called a mekach tois. A mekach tois has to be that I gave you something you did not ask for. But just if it's worth a little bit less or not, that's not called a mekach tois. Kamashbon, the chiddush is no, that when the person says he wants an egg that came from a zocher because he meant to raise the egg until it hatches and he wanted a chicken, and you gave him an egg that can't hatch, that's a mekach tois, that's not what he wanted. But Zvaita, Viboyisim, another Torah I'll tell you, Mayim Yitzios Enigmra, what did the Bryce, original Bryce, mean to say that when the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, that's when the egg is called finished? It meant to say, imitziyasa ruba nigmura. As soon as the majority of the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, that's called a complete egg. It's called like it's born. What's the chiddush? Ukeder Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan said. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said like this. Beitza sheyotza ruba mirav yomtiv. If you have an egg that came out of the mother's stomach, the majority of it came out erav yomtiv. Rave came out erav yomtiv. But what happened was, v'chozra. But the egg then went back into the mother's stomach. and now it came out on Yontif. The law is Moteris Lochlub Yontif. You're allowed to eat such an egg on Yontif. That's not called Noil on Yontif. It's considered Noil the Mare of Yontif. Because when Rove of the egg came out, that's called Nigmara. That it went back and came out tomorrow, that's not called a new Leda. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. When Rove comes out, it's called a good Leda. Vikadi Yama, someone said just the opposite. Mayim Mitzayosa Nigmara. What does the first Braisa mean to say that when it came out of the mother's stomach, it is finished? I'll tell you, it meant to say Im Yitzias Kula Nigmara. When the whole egg comes out, that's when it's called finished. So the Diyak Im Yitzayasa Kula In. When the whole egg comes out, that's when it's called the egg is finished. Avol Ruba, but if only a majority of the egg comes out, loy, it's not called Noilad yet. Ula Afuke Med Rabbi Yechon. And it's just the opposite din of Rabbi Yechon according to this pshat. That even if Rove of the egg came out on Erev Yom Tov, and then it went back into mother's stomach, when it comes out now on Yom Tov, it's also Titus egg. Because now it's the first time it has a Shem Leid, it's called Buon now on Yom Tov. Mor says Gufa. We learned before on top that Harshoich Edes HaTanagirlis. If somebody shech the tanagirlis in hen, or motzo bo beitzim gemuras, and you find complete eggs, mutaros liochlam cholov. You're allowed to eat such an egg with milk, such an egg is still called parva. Since it's complete, even though it's in the mother's stomach, still you're allowed to eat such an egg with milk. Rabbi Yaakov says like this, im hoyum uras begidim. If these eggs were still attached with veins, it was still attached to the chicken inside with veins, asurais, it's called like meat, and you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So Mara says, Man tan lahoda tan rabbonim. Who's the tan of this braisa? We learned like this, if somebody eats from a dead chicken, in other words, an oiftor, like a chicken, but minavela, it wasn't a geshochten, you didn't make a shchita, it died. That's called a nevela. Now the halach of a nevela oiftor is like this. If you touch the nevela, it's not metamiyu. The maga b'mas, it's not metamiyu. It's only metamiyu, a chiddush, if you eat it. If you eat the kazayis of this nevela, then we say it's metamiyu and the begodim you're wearing. So here it says, if somebody eats from this dead chicken, min hashlil shobetim, if you eat from this bunch, the cluster of eggs in the mother's stomach, or else min hatzomas, you eat from the bones, or min agidim, eat from the veins of the chicken, or min habosa shenitlash min achai, or else you have a pulka that you pulled off the chicken when the chicken was alive, the locher is tor. That's not called a nevela, it's not called boser, it's not metame. In other words, the loch if you eat from a nevela, soif tor, has to be eat from the meat of the chicken. But if you don't eat from the meat, just from the bones and from the veins, that's not called meat, you're tor. And here the Braisa says, if you eat the eggs that's attached to the mother's stomach, you're also tor. So the chura, it's a rye, it's not called boser, the chura is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Vaita, mina eshko, let's shalbetzim. Let's say eat, not just on the eggs itself, but even the place that's attached to the backbone, in other words, mamish part of the chicken, min akurkivin, eat from this part of the intestines, or b'neimayin, the rest of the intestines, or yishihim chas achele v'gomo, you take the fat of the chicken and you melt it down and swallow it, the locher is tummy. These are called part of the bosser of the chicken, and that's called bosser from the oif of nevela, and therefore you metame if you eat it. So where it says, man tano, who's the tano that says, min ashlul shabetzin, when you have these bunch of eggs that's still attached to the mother's stomach, we say tor, it's not called basar, it's called parva, it's not called meat. That's why you did your tor, is Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, the like Rav Yaakov, this does not come out like Rav Yaakov. Kudik Rav Yaakov, because if it goes according to Rav Yaakov, Ho Amar, he said, Im ho yamuras begidim, if the eggs were still attached with veins, like this shalil, shalal shobetzim, is asuras, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. So you see, it's called basar. So if it was called basar, why is the loch? If you eat it, you are tor. Since you're eating it from a dead chicken, you should be tamei. So this braisa does not go like Rabbi Yaakov. Omer la Abaye, Abaye said back, no. Mimai, what's your raya? Dilma, maybe Adkan lekom Rabbi Yaakov. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov only said hosam el linyan isura. Negate to the yisa basar v'cholav like Rashi learns. The Rabbanan were machim here. Since it looks like basar, even though really it's not basar, the Rabbanan said, don't eat this with milk. Because it looks like eating basar v'cholof. Avolinyan tumah, mashen came with the raisa. If you eat this part of the egg from a dead chicken, loy, avad even Rabbi Yaakov is moid, it's not called basar, and therefore it's not matamiyu. Techit tema, maybe you could tell me, linyan tumah nami nigzer, true midirais, it's not called basar. It's not metamiyu, but midirabbanan, just like you're saying by basar v'cholov, it's also, because it looks like basar v'cholov. Why didn't Rabbanan say also, mishum tumah, it also looks like a part of the meat of the dead chicken, that it should be metamiyu? So Gemara answers, the klal is, afushe tumhu, you want to add to make more tumah in the world. The afushe tumah midirabbanan lemafshinan. And with the Rabbanan, we never add more tumah than we have to. Like Rashi says, because we're afraid, mishum hefset tyrus, we don't want the tyrus, the truma semaisus, to become tumah if it doesn't have to be of the kachim. Therefore, the Rabbanan never add tumah where they don't have to. So therefore, since midiraisa, these eggs are not called basar, therefore it's not metama you if you eat it from a dead chicken, the Rabbanan did not make it like basar. Mashenkin, not to eat it with milk, that the Rabbanan said, don't eat it with milk, because it looks like basar. Vika the army, someone will say like this, Man Tana, who's the Tana of the Seifa of this Braisa? That it says, Mine Eshkol Shebeitzim, that the Havimina is this cluster of eggs, does not mean, like we said before, the backbone, the part of the chicken itself. It just means the egg that's attached with the veins. So the Braisa says, that Tomei, if you eat these eggs, it's called a chelik of the nevela, it's called part of the meat, and you are Tomei. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, the Chur, the Seifa of the Braisa, goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The Yoma that it says, Imho Yemuras Begidim, if you have the eggs that are still attached with the veins to the chicken, is asuras, you're not allowed to eat these eggs with milk, because these eggs are considered like basar. So the chur is good, why if you eat it now, it's metamiyu, because it's called like eight from the basar of the nevela. Oh, malay abai, abai said back, no, mimai, what's the raya di eshko mahanech? Titalya beshko, what's the raya di braisa means these eggs that are just hanging and attached with the veins? Dome eshko gufa. Maybe it means if you eat a part of the chicken itself, like the part of the shedra, the backbone. If you eat part of the shedra, that's what's metamiyu. Vichitayim, if you'll ask me the question, Eshko gufa maila meimri, if the braisa means you ate from the backbone itself, part of the chicken itself, that you ate from a dead chicken. It's metamiyu. You can ask the question, maila meimri, what's the chiddush? Pshita? Of course, it's mamish basar. So Marin says, no, that's not a kasha. Midi deyavi akurka b'nu b'nei main. The same way the braisa has to say, if you eat from the intestines of the chicken, or from the stomach, also it's metamiyu. Why? The afagav, the basaninu, truly, it's like a basar. If I would have thought, kivon dikin shid layachta, there are some people don't eat this part of the meat, it's part of the chicken, I would think it's not called basar. It's rechlashminin. Therefore, the Brice has to say, even though people don't eat it, but the maisa it's called basar, so if you do eat it from the dead chicken, it's metamiyu, it's metamiyu. Hochinam, the same thing I'll tell you here by this eshkol. Since some people don't eat the backbone of the chicken, it's rechleshminen. That's why the Brice has to say, even if he's from the chicken itself, you should know it's metamiyu. It's called basar. The Chur of Pshitu, it's called basar. The Teretz says, no, since a lot of people don't eat it, I would have thought it's not real basar, it's not metamiyu. Kamash v'lon yet, it's still called basar, it's metamiyu. Yatana Rabbanan, we learned to the Brice like this. Any type of animals that have the tashmish, the male and female live together by daytime, we'll soon see it means like a hen and a chicken, is another b'yoyim. They give birth, the egg comes out at daytime. Anything that has tashmish, the moral soon say it means the bat at nighttime, is another b'layla. It also gives birth only at nighttime. Like a person, he could have tashmish either by day or by night, by tamachachem or dark room, you could have it by daytime, is nerla bein b'yom bein b'layla. Then the wife could give birth either by day or by night. Now it explains. Kol shetashmish b'yom, any type of a thing that only has tashmish by daytime, nerla b'yom gives birth by daytime, zutana girlis. That means a hen. A hen and its rooster, chicken, only has tashmish at daytime. And therefore the egg only comes out at daytime. We'll soon see what's the nafkamina. Now, kol shetashmish b'layla, nerla b'layla, anything that has the male and female together at nighttime, Zu atlef, that's the bat. A bat only has tashmish at nighttime, therefore it only gives birth at nighttime. Of a kol shetashmish bein b'yom bein b'layla, anything like and the Mar says adam, that's an adam. For kol the domle, anything like a person that they have tashmish, the man and wife by day and by night, then the lach is that they could give birth either by day or by night. So amamar, we learned that kol shetashmish b'yom, anything that only has tashmish at daytime, like a hen, is nolad b'yom. You should know it only gives birth at daytime. The chicken has, the egg has to come out at daytime. Zutan agurlis, that's a hen. So the moral nafkamina, what's nafkamina about this, that a hen only lays an egg at daytime? So the Gemara says the big nafkamina about an egg that you found on Yom Tov. Likha the Rav Mori, Bray the Rav Kana. The Yomarav Mori Breda Rav Kana. Bodak Bekona Shatana Gurlam. Somebody checked out a nest, the nest of the hen. He looked Me'er of Yomtiv. He looked on Erev Yomtiv to see if he'll find any eggs there. V'loi Motzo Babetzi. He didn't find any egg there. He checked out the nest, Erev Yomtiv, and he did not find any egg there. Ulamachar, he came tomorrow on Yomtiv. Hishkim, he got up very early in the morning, the first thing in the morning. Umotso Babetzi, and he found an egg there in the nest. Halachar is muterist. From this last halach, it's muter. It's not called an egg that was born last night by nighttime on Yomtiv, because an egg is not born at nighttime. It's only born by daytime. So therefore, we say for sure it was born yesterday, Erev Yomtiv. For the Gemara of Aloy Bodek, he checked out the nest Erev Yomtiv. He saw I didn't see an egg there. So how could you tell me the egg was there? So one teretz says, Eimod Loy Bodek Yofa Yofa. Maybe did not check it out so good. And the Gemara says, Gafilo Bodek Yofa, even if you want to tell me yes, he checked it out very good. Eimod, I would say, Yotze Saruba. Maybe Rove of it came out on Friday, Erev Yomtiv, or Erev Yomtiv. The husband went back into the mother's stomach, heavy. And like Rabbi Yechanan says, since Roiv came out yesterday, it's called like it was born yesterday. And now, if it comes out, even at now, it could come out even at nighttime. So this egg, Taka, came out last night on Yomtiv, but it's not called an egg that was born on Yomtiv. It was called an egg that was born on Erev Yomtiv. Three more Eini, it's not like this. So that's the Chiddush, in other words. Now, since eggs are not born on nighttime, only by daytime, for sure this egg was not born last night on Yomtiv. And since you checked it out the first thing in the morning, for sure it was an egg that was born on Erev Yomtiv. For the Gemara, Eini, it's not like this. For Yomar Rav Yosef, Ben Shaul, Omar Rav, Bodak, Bekona, Shatana, Gerlis. Somebody went to check out the nest of a hen, Me'er of Yomtiv, on Erev Yomtiv. V'loi Motza, Babetzin, he did not find an egg there. Ulamachar, and tomorrow on Yomtiv. Hishkim, he got up early the first thing in the morning. Ulamotza, Babetzin, he found an egg there, Zasura. Alachar is the egg, is Zasar. Well, what do we say? We say the egg came out last night. So you see, you do see eggs are born at nighttime on Yontif. So Merit says, no. Hosam Atayev at the Maria. There we're talking about there was no Zohar, there was no male around. You know how the hen became fertile? From the heat of the ground. So that could be done either by day or by night. In such a case, the egg could be born even at nighttime also. Fred Yomorvi, Hawking, that's the case. To Rav Mori Nami, how could Rav Mori say the egg is mutter? Because for sure it wasn't born last night. True, it wasn't born last night if it had tashmash with the zohar, but maybe the hen only became fertile from the ground. Now the Gemara, then Ihaki, the Rav Mori Nami, Eima Meyarya Safna. Now the Gemara, Bedika Zohar, Bahador. We're talking about there's a zohar, there's a male around. And the Klalas, whenever there's a, Bedika Zohar, what do I care if there's a male around? Nami, Eima Meyarya Safna, but that's a suffix. Maybe this hen became fertile from the ground, the heat of the ground, not from the zohar. So Moran says, no, Amar Ravim, Ravina says, Gemiri, we learned that kol heichad ika zohar, whenever there's a male around, you should know the lochar is lo safnu maria. In such a case, this chicken, the hen, does not become fertile from the ground. She bedafka waits for a zohar. So in such a case, where there's a zohar around, that was the first halacha. Then if you checked an Erev Yontif, you didn't find it there, even now you find it in the first early in the morning Yontif, we don't say it was born last night on Yontif, but for sure it was born on Erev Yontif, in a case where there's a Zohar around. Now the Gemara says, V'yad Kama, how far away is the Zohar to say that the hen waits for him and they have Tashmish together? Amarav Gamda, Mishmei, the Rav, Kolhecha, any case, Tishoma, Kolub Yimama. As far as away as you can still hear the voice, when the hen could hear the rooster make noise, or the opposite way, if they could hear one another at daytime, that's how far away they could be, that it was still the hen would not become fertile from the ground, but rather she would wait for the zohar. And Rashi explains at daytime the voice doesn't travel so far. At night it's more quiet, so the voice goes further. So it means how far away it is by daytime to hear the voice. Now, Ovid Rav Mori Uvdo Ad Shisim Boti. He did an Uvdi, checked it out, and within 60 houses, if there's a male 60 houses away, then we say for sure any hen in that vicinity only becomes fertile from the Zohar, and therefore if the egg was checked out, the nest was checked out Erev Yomtiv, and now you checked it early in the morning on Yomtiv, the first thing, and you found an egg there, like so it wasn't time enough for it to be born in the morning on Yomtiv. For sure it was born before this, so we say it's mutter, because it was not born last night, for sure it was born on Erev Yomtiv. Either you didn't check out well, or else could Rabbi Yechanan, that row of it came out before Yomtiv, and then it went back into the mother's stomach, so that's not called a lady. Then at nighttime, that's called an egg that was born on Erev Yomtiv, and you're allowed to eat it. All right, turn over.